Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Inflation, injection, and invasion are the subject of today's show, folks. We have a lot more, though, to get to. So it's going to be a very, very busy show. But indeed, inflation, injection, and invasion, that's what's happening. That's what's happening right now. Before we get to any of it, I'm not watching the Olympics this year. Because when it turns to a ridiculous political platform instead of a sporting event, that's when I'm out. But yesterday, I heard the news of Tamira Mensah Stock, a female wrestler, winning the gold medal, and during an interview afterwards, saying how proud she was to represent this country and how proud she was to live in this country. And you're not going to hear her speech on the fascist news networks. You're not going to hear that. Because it does not fit their narrative because she happens to be African-American. And they don't want you to know that any African-Americans are proud to be American or proud to represent this country. Now, she has quite a story. Apparently, her father, several years ago, passed away after coming to watch one of her practice sessions. And she said she almost quit. But she didn't. And now she's the first female gold medalist, I guess, in the United States, African-American gold medalist, ever. And she's very proud, and she should be very proud, and we're very proud of her. Because today, it's heroic to stand up for your country. It's easy to get up there and turn your back. That's not heroic. That's commonplace. That's cowardice. Looking in the face of all of those people who want you to do the same and saying, I'm proud of my country and I'm proud to live here, that's heroic. So congratulations to her. Anyway, let's start out with inflation, folks, because in case you haven't noticed, inflation is upon us. And remember when Biden said all of these things were passing, that's not going to in any way cause any sort of inflation. Wrong. Then his expert said, it's going to be very, very temporary, just a month or so, and it's going to go right back down to normal. Wrong. Now they're saying, well, this could ride out the rest of the year. They're probably wrong about that. It's probably going to ride out longer than a year. And I have news for you. When you fill up your car now, on average, you are paying $25 more. Let's say you fill it up once a week. You're paying $25 more a week than you used to when you go to the grocery store? Well, on the average, if you're a family of two or three, $25 a week more. $50 a week. That's $200 a month. So $2,500 a year. A year. Got people making $25,000 a year. You think that $2,500 doesn't mean something to them? I'm sure it doesn't mean anything to the people in Silicon Valley who are multi-billionaires. They don't give a damn if a loaf of bread is $25. It doesn't affect them, so they do not care. But you're going to work. Maybe you're making $15, $20, $18 an hour. And you're saying, gee, it's $25 more to fill up my car. Gee, it's $25 more at the grocery store. Gee, here comes winter, and if I live in one of those climates where I have to have heating oil or propane, oh, boy, just you wait. You are going to be paying an exorbitant amount, and it's planned. You see, the new modus operandi of the Democratic Party is, oh, all of this is just coincidental. No, it's not coincidental. They don't want you to be using fossil fuels or anything else, so they want gas to be unaffordable, oil to be unaffordable, propane to be unaffordable. They want all that gone. And they figure the best way to do it is to make it unaffordable. In case you haven't heard, there's a bill now coming up before the House where they want you to pay by the mile, how many miles you drive. Who do you think that's going to hurt? Say you're a college kid who you're making $400 a week flipping burgers. You now got to put $25 more worth of gas into your car a week. It's $25 a week more to feed yourself. And now they want you to pay per mile? Come on, folks. This inflation is hitting people hard. And guess who doesn't care? The rich. You know, the Democrats always said those evil rich, those are your problems. That's where the problem is right there. The evil rich don't pay their share. Well, who's paying their share now? You are. You are. Every time you buy something and it's 50 cents more than it used to be. Just consider that a tax. That's what I want you to do. The next time you go into a store and you pick up something that used to be a dollar and now it's $1.29, I want you to consider that 29 cents the Biden tax. The next time you go to the gas pump and it used to be $2 a gallon and it's now $3.25, I want you to consider that $1.25 per gallon Biden tax. And I want you to add it up during the course of a month. Anything extra that you can find. And this is how much you are paying because Joe Biden has decided you need to do it. You need to pay your share. We need exorbitant bills for infrastructure that includes things that have nothing to do with infrastructure. And yes, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party jumped into bed together with this nonsense because the weak need Republicans. Well, we just need to do something that's bipartisan. So we'll pass this. We need the bridges and we need the roads so badly. Yeah, you need the bridges and the roads. And what about all the other crap that's in there? That has nothing to do with infrastructure whatsoever. That's going to cause you to keep raising prices on everything. What about those? You don't care. The average American is taxed to death. And if you think that this inflation with 25 cents extra here on something, $1.25 extra a gallon on gas or whatever, that is in fact a tax. It may not be called a tax, but that's what it is. And you're paying it. And guess where it's going? It's going directly to Joe Biden and company so they can spend on all kinds of other things that they want. So congratulations. The inflation's just beginning, by the way. Just you wait. Like I said, heating oil's around the corner for many people who live in the colder climates. Wait. Wait until you're sitting in your house freezing because you're going to have to make a decision whether you keep your house warm or you eat. Because filling up your oil barrels a grand. And you're going to have to do it four times. This is absurd. They're spending like drunken sailors and they're taking your money. And they're driving the inflation up to the point where people just can't afford to live. And now they say, well, it might just be the rest of the year. Yeah, it's going to be a little longer than that. Merry Christmas. Now let's talk a little bit about the injections, shall we? Because now all of a sudden, we have mandatory vaccinations happening. With federal employees, with healthcare workers, with the military. You're next. Comrade de Blasio has told New Yorkers, if you want to go into a restaurant, a sporting event, a concert, a play, you better be ready to show your vaccination card because you're not getting in without one. And believe it or not, there are some people stupid enough to think this is a really good idea. Oh, hooray, we're saved. We don't have to worry about those evil people who don't want to take a vaccination, killing us. Are you stupid? I mean, you really must be. Do you understand that as we speak, 75% of the people who are hospitalized with COVID in Massachusetts are double vaxxed, double vaxxed? Who's spreading it? Who's catching it? 75% of the hospitalizations in Massachusetts are double vaxxed. I thought they told you if you got your vaccination, you can go back to normal life. No masks, no social distancing. You can't catch it. Wrong. You can't spread it. Wrong. Now they're saying, oh, well, you can still spread it. Even if you're vaccinated, you can still catch it and you can still spread it. So even if you're vaccinated, it's back to the masks for you. So what did your vaccination gain you exactly? Oh, I hear you out there. Even if I catch it, it's going to be a lot milder than what you'll catch if you're not vaccinated. How do you know that? Before we even had vaccinations, a lot of people had cases that they didn't even have any symptoms. You want to talk about mild? They didn't even have any symptoms. So how do you know you're just not one of those people? How do you know the vaccination did that for you? Maybe you're just one of those people. You don't know. You took a chance on that vax because it has bad side effects sometimes. And now, what was the chance for? So I never have to wear a mask again? You still do in some places in the country. So I can't spread it to my family? You still can. So I can't catch it at all? You still can. So my likelihood of hospitalization is a lot less than a non-vaxxed person? 75% in Massachusetts are vaxxed and double vaxxed. You took the chance. Hey, if you want to get your vaccination, I'm all for it. Go for it. But don't tell other people what to do, because at the end of the day, the FDA still has not approved this. You want everyone to take a vaccine? Let me tell you what it will take for me to get a vaccine. The FDA approves it. And then they don't put that little stipulation in the little contract you have to sign to get that vaccine that says, if something terrible happens to you, you can't sue the vaccine company. Why? How about you just tell me the bad things that can happen to me and say this, this, and this, and this occur in rare cases. So if you sign this, you're fully aware that these things can happen to you. No. There's no side effects at all. No one has ever gotten any side effects from this vaccine. But if you do, you can't sue us. Lift that. Lift that and say, hey, we're so confident in this vaccine. Something bad happens to you, you absolutely can sue us. I'll take it. But you won't. And you know why you won't? Because you know it. You know it's only been approved for emergency use. You know the FDA is not approving it for some reason. Now, there are people who say, well, it's better than nothing. It's a little bit of a defense. Okay, but that's fine. Then take it. But in my opinion, it's a crapshoot. I may still get it. I'd probably still have to wear a mask. I live in New York, so I'm still going to have to wear a mask. I can still get it, and I can still spread it. So why should I risk the side effect? If I can still get it, I can still spread it, and I still have to wear a mask, why would I risk the side effect? I would have to be insane. No one's going to do it. Oh, but in the meantime, we have experts saying, even if you're home with your kids, you've got to wear a mask. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a man so stupid that he literally, this is a health expert. This is a man who says, even when you're home and you're fully vaccinated, wear a mask in front of your children. What? Then, because he knows he's a complete idiot, and someone called him up and said, hey, moron, you went too far. Then he says, let me reiterate what I said because it was taken out of context. You don't have to wear a mask in front of your children. No, that's not taken out of context. That's you taking it back. There's a difference. We heard exactly what you said. And then you walked it back because it was bullshit. That's why. Utter and complete bullshit, and you know it. Let me ask you a question. We may go into lockdowns. And yet, and they tell us, well, you know, if you go to a concert or you go to a movie, you're in a super spreader event. But the riots and the George Floyd protests, they weren't super spreaders. As a matter of fact, the Democratic Party had the nerve to say it is very possible that the George Floyd protests actually prevented a lot of COVID cases. That's what they said. And you know what their justification is? Less people went out because they were afraid during the riots and everything, so a lot of people just stuck to home. Are you insane? I heard people on the television, and these people, by the way, were medical experts, saying, due to the fact that it's such a justified cause, we really don't think this is a super spreader. In other words, the virus swoops down from the heavens and says, I'm going to attack these people. Oh, no, wait a minute. They're righteous people. I only attack the non-righteous people. These people are protesting for a good cause. I won't infect them. That's what they want you to believe. I mean, it's very hard for me to believe that anyone is a Democrat nowadays. It's very hard for me to believe because you have to be almost insane. When someone says something that dumb, and you don't say, well, now, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense. So let me get this straight. The riots weren't super spreaders, but if I have a barbecue with 12 people, that's a super spreader. If I want to go to a movie with 100 people, that's a super spreader. 10,000 people are in the streets. No, no super spreader there. No evidence to show any surge in COVID after all those riots. Interesting. Here's what's also interesting. Did you notice that the Delta variant only came about after the borders were wide open? And the vaccination started happening by the hundreds of thousands and millions. Maybe there's a connection, huh? Maybe it's a really good idea that maybe during a pandemic, you don't let hundreds of thousands and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people into this country unvaccinated or unmasked or without even testing for COVID, huh? I thought masks work. I thought vaccinations were mandatory. No, they're flooding into the country, and you don't give a damn. And now you're saying, well, now we're going to vaccinate them when they come in. Well, it's too late because they flooded in for months and months and months and months. And you know what happens when they flooded in? And this is getting to our invasion thing because it is an invasion. Doesn't mean – that's not at all any knock on the people. It is an invasion. When hundreds of thousands of people surge to one place, that's an invasion. I don't care if they have a just cause or they don't have a just cause. It's still an invasion. And you know what they're doing during this invasion? They're handing people a little ticket saying, wherever you happen to end up, and by the way, we'll take you there free of charge. Wherever you happen to end up, in a few months, 6 months, you're going to have to go report to, that's not going to happen. Like, they're really going to do that. You know how many much percent of the people do that? About 10%. 90% just say, you never see me again. Goodbye. A lot of these people, there are now towns in Texas saying tens of thousands of immigrants with COVID, COVID positive, are in our towns. You think that's a good idea during a pandemic, huh? What you're doing is planting the seeds for the Delta variant. You're saying, let's bring them in. Let's get that virus running again. Let's kick that virus into overdrive by getting people from other countries in here by the hundreds of thousands, a good percentage of them infected. And let's see what that does. You're 100% responsible for this. And now you're asking the American people to pay for it. You are virtually saying there may have to be lockdowns and more mandates of masks and vaccines because of this variant. Well, you caused the variant. You caused it. By the way, all viruses mutate to some extent. So you had to expect there was going to be some sort of a variant. But do you honestly think it's a good idea? During the heart of a pandemic, just when things were getting into some control, to say, come on into the country, everyone, whether you're tested or you're not tested. Masks be damned, vaccines be damned, go where thou wilt. You think that's a good idea? Obviously you do. So now the American people are going to pay for that. They're going to pay for your stupid idea. Just like they're paying for your stupid ideas at the pump, just like they're paying for your stupid ideas at the supermarket. They're paying for your stupid ideas. It just doesn't even make any sense. Makes no sense at all. In the midst of times, while mask mandates are coming back, vaccine mandates are running wild, inflation is out of control, and the border's still wide open despite what anybody says. I love it when they get on there and say, the border is closed. Oh, Jesus. Do you see the pictures on TV? What are we, completely insane? Do you honestly think that people from Texas and the surrounding areas don't have cell phones? That they can't take video and say, look what I passed? In the meantime, crime is also out of control, isn't it? Because defund the police had to happen. Do you know that in some areas they are saying if you don't try to defund your police department, underfund them, take away some of the money, there's going to be punishments. Going to be punishments. You're not going to get government money. But in the meantime, Cori Bush, who spends millions and millions and millions of dollars a year on her private security, was confronted about it. And they said, well, listen, you have private security. How come you're calling for the defunding of the police, but you certainly have enough around you? Do you know what her answer was to the American people who elected her? Suck it up. That's her exact words. Suck it up. I'm important. I'm doing a job. I'm high profile. I need security. Meanwhile, the people in Chicago are being shot in the head trying to get an ice cream cone with their daughter. They don't need security. Meanwhile, the people who are being beaten on the streets in broad daylight, they don't need security. Only Cori Bush does. What have I been telling you about these people? I've been telling you since I started this show, these are Marxists and communists, and all they want is power. They don't care about you. Not everyone who's beaten on the street, not everyone who was stabbed to death in the subway, not everyone who's home invaded and killed is a Republican. They don't care about you either. Oh, and by the way, remember when a lot of Donald Trump's plans were, that's because he's racist and it adversely affects the African-American community, even our voter rights, right? We're told if you ask for ID, that's because you don't want minorities to vote. It's very hard for minorities to get ID. And so you're trying to disenfranchise the minorities. Well, guess who's not getting the vaccines? The minorities. Disproportionately, the African-American community is saying no to vaccines. So when you say you can't go to a restaurant, you can't go to a movie, you can't go to a concert, you can't ride a bus, guess who you're disenfranchising? Oh. The African-American population. I guess that makes you a racist. So I can now say that New York's policies are racist. Bill de Blasio is a racist. Just like apparently Donald Trump was, right? So Bill de Blasio must be, because his policy is now adversely affecting the African-American community. How about that? And in the meantime, while Cori Bush is telling people to suck it up, while Bill de Blasio is telling people to mask it up or stay home, our grand leader here in New York, Governor Cuomo, has just been found by the Attorney General of the of New York to be in violation of multiple sexual harassment charges. Guilty. That's what they found, guilty. And they have evidence. And the evidence is just what I said it should be if Brett Kavanaugh was guilty. Just what I said there should be if anyone else is guilty, and that is corroboration on the day it happened. In other words, if Governor Cuomo grabbed some girl by the butt, said something to her that was inappropriate 4 years before she opened her mouth, because if she did, she's probably a liar. Now, let me surprise everyone. Cuomo was absolutely right when he says, I kiss everybody. He's right. He does. I hug everybody. He's right. He does. I've watched the man. Men, women, old, young, everything. That's what he does. He's an Italian guy. He kisses people on the cheek. He hugs them. That's what they do. That's not sexual harassment. But when you say, you stuck your hands up her shirt, you grabbed her behind, you made inappropriate comments about her, that's a little different, Cuomo. That's a little bit different. So you can show your picture of you kissing Bill Clinton. I'm sure you did. Did you put your hands down his pants? Did you ask him something inappropriate? Unbelievable. This is the man, by the way, who said every woman should be believed. Kavanaugh has to go. Oh. Again, rules for thee, but not for me. Kavanaugh didn't even have any corroborating evidence. That woman said, I don't remember where I was. I don't remember who was there. I don't remember what day it was. I don't remember what house. I don't remember exactly what happened. No, you don't remember anything because it didn't happen. You lied. But here's the curious thing. This exact same thing happened with Joe Biden. And that had corroborating evidence, too, and people ignored it. The woman who came forward to say Joe Biden inappropriately touched me and made suggestive comments and everything went home that night and wrote to her mother and said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to work around him because of this. And she actually called and complained about it being sexually harassed. That's not corroborating evidence? So don't tell me all the Democrats all of a sudden are saying, oh, Cuomo's got to go. Cuomo's terrible. You're the one who gave him an Emmy, you idiots. Remember Michael Avenatti, the lawyer who was working for Stormy Daniels, and because he hated Trump, he was the greatest guy in the world? Now he's in jail. Maybe him and Cuomo can share a cell, huh? Who's the real crooks here, huh? Who's the real racists here, huh? I think it's about time people opened their eyes up a little bit. This is pathetic. So now we are staring down the barrel of, even though you're fully vaccinated and you did what the government told you to do, wear your mask and stay 6 feet away from people, you can still get it. You can still spread it. We lied. Of course, they're not going to say we lied. They're going to say, well, it was for this particular virus and the variant, it may not be effective with the variant, so we have to be super, super careful. Super, super careful. Did you just hear me say 75% of the people in Massachusetts who are hospitalized were double vaxxed? Sounds to me like the vaccination's open season for getting it. How can that be? That means 75 out of 100 people who are currently hospitalized in the state of Massachusetts double vaxxed. You don't think there's something wrong with the vaccination? That's not a warning sign to you? You don't think, well, that's very odd and that shouldn't be the case? Would you take medication? Would you take medication for, let's say, acne? If 75% of the people who took the acne medication got acne worse, would you do that? They'd run that medication off the market. But the midterms are coming up. And we're going to need people to vote from home. It's absolutely unbelievable. I'm not saying the Delta variant isn't out there. It very well is out there. It very well may be out there, and it very well may be more contagious. It looks as though it's not quite as deadly. they're saying it's more contagious. Well, if it is, you're the guys who helped perpetrate it. Simple as that. At some point in time, this could be around for the rest of our lives. The flu is not gone. We don't have a cure for the flu. We haven't eradicated the flu off the face of the earth. People still die from the flu. People still die of pneumonia. It's not eradicated from the face of the earth. People still die of TB. And TB is extraordinarily contagious, by the way. Extraordinarily contagious. When is the last time you went to a restaurant and somebody said, "Can I see a card that you were vaccinated for TB?" So that's not what this is about. I'm sure the Delta variant is out there, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to catch it. I'm sure a lot of people are going to get sick. I'm sure a good amount of those people are going to recover just fine. And then they'll probably have immunity to it. And this is how we eventually defeat this COVID virus, is that you just end up with immunities so that even when it does mutate, the greater part of it you have immunity to. That's what happens with the flu. You know how many variants of the flu there is? But what they have done effectively is the government has told you, you can't go to work. You can't open your business. You can't charge. And here's another thing. You can't charge people rent. See, what they're trying to do is they're trying to convince the American people, well, all the evil landlords are great big giant conglomerates, multi-billion dollar corporations. They don't need your money. Well, if that was the case, then why don't you just make the bill that if you own more than five rental properties, you still can't charge rent? How about that? If you're a conglomerate, if you're an LLC, you can't do it. But if you're mom and pop who bought a house that was too big for you, moved into a smaller house and said, we're going to rent this house out, and this is how we're going to make our income in our later years, what do you expect? They're going to live for free? What do you expect, that they're just not going to make a living now? What about the mom and pop landlords who've eaten it for I don't know how many months and months and months and months and months? You want to just keep living free? Just make the stipulation, if you own more than five rental properties, you still have to, you can't evict anyone. But when the government tells you, you're a landlord, you have to let people live for free. You're a business owner, you can't open your business. We're going to give you money. You stay home. Wear a mask. Stay 6 feet away from people. Do not go out unless you're absolutely necessary for you to go out. What does that sound like to you? Is this the way you want to live the whole rest of your life? You see, they do this just about the same times as they start to further their plans that people are going to be outraged about. I can't tell you how many people I talk to that say, well, what's the difference how much the government spends? Well, that's your money. Do you not understand that the government has no source of income other than you? Dollars is the government's only money. So when the government says we're spending $1 trillion, that's your money. And they have to make it up somehow, which means you're going to be taxed or goods and services are going to go up. Something's going to happen to pay that $1 trillion. It has to. They don't have any money. It's not their money that they're spending. It's your money. And it's going to outrageous things that no one in their right mind would vote for. Crazy Democrats and a few rhino Republicans who I guess have lost their minds completely. And that includes Lindsey Graham, who I always thought was a sneak thief. Okay? I never liked Lindsey Graham. I don't care when he was sucking up to Trump. He'll suck up to anybody. If Jack the Ripper was the president, he'd be saying, you know, hookers spread disease. So him killing those hookers is actually a good thing. That's Lindsey Graham. He comes on there with a smile and says, and he means nothing. I can't tell you how many times he said, you just wait until I get Mark Zuckerberg on that, in that chair. You just wait till I get this guy or that guy, before me, and I'm going to show them, and I'm going to do this. And then when the day comes, it's like, oh, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it so much. I realize you have a very tough job. I just have a couple of questions. Do you think Facebook is censoring conservatives over Democrats? No, I don't. Okay, thank you for answering that question. Yeah, you're a tough guy. You're a real tough guy. You're an ass kisser. You need to be primaried out the next time your election comes around, because you're just an ass kisser. Likewise, Mitch McConnell and all these other idiots that voted for this, 18 of them. Well, it's easy to vote for. It's your money. Well, sure, why not? Let them pay for our wild fantasies. It's ridiculous, folks. It's absolutely ludicrous what's happening to this country. And they just keep printing more money. There's nothing even to back it. So the dollar is worth nothing. Then when the dollar becomes worth absolutely nothing, guess what happens? More inflation. Who was it? Was it Greece a while back that was walking around and they had to carry like a wagon load of money to buy gum? That, you know, literally 18 pounds of paper money, and that's like 25 cents. That's what's going to happen to this country. And all these people who said, well, but I used to make only $12.50 an hour, and now I make $15. Well, number one, that puts you in a higher tax bracket, so now they're taxing half of that money. Number two, all of your goods and services went up, so you're not seeing any extra money. You're an idiot. You're not seeing a dime. In fact, you're probably worse off than when you were making $12.50 and Trump was president, because gas was $1.70 a gallon, and the cost of goods and services was going down because more people were opening up businesses and there was higher competition. You know how many dollar stores, I'm not talking about franchises, I'm talking about just plain dollar stores that are no longer dollar stores. Now they have to sell. Yeah, they got things that are a dollar. They got things that are $10 too. They have to. They can't survive. They cannot survive anymore because the profit margin is so low. Try renting a car. Have you tried renting a car? Some people rent cars every now and then for business excursions or whatever. I'm one of those people. I don't like to take my car on long, 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 long trips. So when I have to do some touring or whatever, I rent a car. I used to be able to rent a car for $50 a day. Now it's $125. I want to say $125. What are you people, lost your mind? We can't, you know, that's it. We have to. Every dime you pay more is a tax upon you. Every single dime. And if you are smart and you keep track of it, like I do, you will find out that regardless if you got a $2.50 raise, you're in worse shape now than you were when you were working for less money. Because your dollar doesn't go as far. I don't know when people are going to get this through their head. It doesn't matter if minimum wage was $5 an hour, if gas was 10 cents. And your average rent was $150, then I guess you $5 an hour sounds great, right? It's not how much you make. It's the cost of living. So when people say, well, we got to raise wages to raise the cost of living, no, lower the cost of living. It's very easy to do. You know how you do that? You don't shut down pipelines. You don't say you can't drill on government property. You keep right on being the number one exporter and importer of gasoline and oil so that we can keep our gasoline at $1.50, $1.75 a gallon. That's what you do. You know what else that does? When gas is $1.50, $1.75 a gallon, all the truckers that deliver all of your groceries and your goods they're happy because they can deliver that and still make a good profit in delivering to your supermarkets and your big stores, box stores. And the big box stores who can get that goods for less now say, well, we can make the exact same profit by charging this much. If you've ever been in business, you set your profit margin the same. I know there are a lot of people who say, oh, well, they get it for a dollar and they charge $8. So what's the difference? If they get it for $2, they'll still charge $8. No, they won't. No, they won't. They've already got their profit margin. And if the cost of it goes up, guess who gets it passed on to them? You do. Don't be foolish. Their profit margins are set. We have to make 50% profit on this. We have to make 100% profit on this. And regardless of what they charge to get it to that store, they're going to put that much on it. That's it. And you either pay it or you don't. There are goods and services right now that people are complaining, we're tanking. We're going to have to lay off employees because people aren't buying our stuff because we had to raise the prices. And people are saying, well, I can't. I'm not buying that. Because a lot of the stuff, see, everyone's going to buy milk. Everyone's going to buy gas. These are necessary things. Everyone's going to buy food, things that you can say, I'll live without this. I'll live without potato chips. I'll live without snack cakes. I'll live without beer. I'll live without whatever. And guess what happens to these companies? Oh, well, we're seeing a huge drop in how many people are buying our stuff. Yeah, because you had to raise your prices to the point that they said, no, I've reached my limit. I just won't buy it. That's all. And then what happens? They lay off people because they say, well, we're not selling as much stuff. Who was it? Frito-Lay? Frito-Lay was laying people off because they said, well, no one is buying our stuff because they've had to raise the prices. And you walk by the Frito-Lay aisle and you'll be, I'm damned if I'm going to pay $4.95 for a bag of potato chips. I'll just pass. I don't need them. But guess who needs something? The workers. The workers at those plants, they need you to buy. And you're not buying. And you know why you're not buying? Because you can't afford to buy. You know why you can't afford to buy? Because inflation has ruined you. Thank you, Joe Biden and company. And they keep right on spending your money. And you, like idiots, keep right on saying, well, this is great. They're giving millions to gender research. Wonderful. Yeah, wonderful. You just keep paying your money. And you know who's gladly paying the money? The millionaires. They're saying, well, it's okay. It's all right if gas goes up a dollar and a half a gallon because I'm rich. And I think it's worth it for gender studies. I'm a big gender studies person, so I'd gladly pay the extra $1.50. Yeah, but what about the family who says, I really can't? This extra money is killing me. I have to travel 70 miles round trip to work or more, and I got a beater of a car that gets 18 miles a gallon. And this is bankrupting me. How about those people? How about the people who like to take their family out maybe to a McDonald's or a Burger King or whatever and say, well, we just can't do it this week? How about the people who say, well, you know, I'd like to go out on a date, but it's going to have to be like Netflix and I'll pop some popcorn because I can't afford to take you to a movie. And guess who gets hurt? The movie theaters, the McDonald's, the Burger Kings, the restaurants, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. People forget that in order for those businesses to hire people and give them a wage, you have got to patronize them and you can't afford it. Or they're shutting it down, one of the two. Now in New York, they're saying to these poor restaurant owners, you got to ask for ID. And if you don't, and we find people in your restaurant or your establishment that doesn't have ID, you will be fined. So that means they have to hire somebody to do that. Who's going to do it? The cook? The waitress? Who? Who's going to do that? When you walk into a restaurant, the waitress is going to, that comes up to you. Some people, you just sit in the booth. So the waitress is going to have to come up to you and say, excuse me, Can I see your vaccine ID, please? That's ludicrous. And wait a minute. I thought that even if you're vaxxed, you have to wear a mask. So now you have to wear a mask in that restaurant. Could you please wear the mask? Okay, you have your vax card. Could you please wear your mask until your dinner comes? You know how many people are going to do that? No, next to nobody. Everybody's just going to say, forget it. I'm not going to the restaurant. It's not worth it if I have to wear a mask, show my card, sit down, take the mask off, eat. When I stop eating for 5 minutes, I got to put my mask back up or people are going to be hassling me. Forget it. I'll just stay home. And then the waitresses get fired because there's no sense of hiring waitresses if you don't have enough customers, right? It's a snowball effect, folks. And they're going to do it to you again. Now, DeSantis has the right idea in Florida, and he's the one who's being vilified, saying, oh, Florida cases are spiking. Yeah, they are. Florida cases have went way up. You know why? Because they're testing a lot of people, and this variant's hitting people, but the hospitalizations aren't huge. The deaths aren't huge. People are getting sick. Let them get sick, and then they'll have immunity. That's the way things work. I don't know if people realize that. Do you know that if you had an infant baby and you kept it in a bubble and all you ever washed it with was antibiotic soap and everything so that they would have no immune system? The minute they went outside, they'd catch a bazillion germs. So that's what they told you to do. Stay inside. Wear a mask. Don't go out. Let your immune system get weak to the point where if somebody sneezes a mile away, you're going to get sick. And then they told you you can go back out. They set you up for this. Their mismanagement of this entire ordeal, and it's mostly Democratic states that's mismanaged it, all of this could have been avoided. All you had to do was say, listen, we're not shutting down anything. Let people take the risk if they want to take the risk. If they don't want to take the risk, they don't have to take the risk. It's a free country. If people get sick, well, they're going to get sick. The hospitals weren't overrun for long. It was 2 weeks to slow the spread. We're going on 2 years. And it's always going to be around. There'll be another variant and then another one and then another one. Anthony Fauci said, we may have to think about masks as just being the new normal. Well, here's a newsflash. Joe Biden's top medical advisors said on a CNN interview, masks don't work. That's what he said. While the CNN hosts are jaws drop, he says, the particles are just way too small. If you can smell smoke, smoke particles are way, way bigger than the COVID virus. So if you can smell smoke through your mask isn't going to work for COVID. Cloth masks are not going to work. We may have to think of going to, you know, better masks, stronger masks. And we'll all be walking around like a scene from some science fiction movie. I told you all from the beginning, cloth masks don't work. And so did a million viral experts who said, look, the virus is just the particles are too small. It's not going to work. If you think that the greatest pandemic of modern history is going to be warded off by a dollar store mask that you bought that came from the same country that the virus came from, you're insane. You walk by somebody and you're like, oh, that's nice perfume. Well, then if you can smell their cologne or perfume, guess what? The virus is getting right through whether you sneeze or whether you inhale. Don't be stupid. Now, I've had people in my family and friends who got COVID. None of them were hospitalized. None of them were vaccinated. None of them were hospitalized. And thankfully, very minor symptoms. Maybe a terrific headache for a day or two, terrific body aches for a day or two. Some had congestion and sneezing and coughing, but it didn't last. if you really want this to happen, see, let's say I had diabetes and I was 200 pounds overweight and I had a heart condition on top of it, maybe I should take the vaccine. And the reason is, well, I'm probably not going to live if I get COVID. The vaccine may have a side effect, but I'm willing to take that risk because I'm a very high-risk person. So the risk is worth it. The reward is worth the risk to me. But if you're a healthy 30-year-old male, I don't see the point. I just don't see the point. Get the people vaccinated first that really, honestly are high risk. And then let's not worry about it. We'll see where this variant goes. There are some indications that it's already kind of petering out. I told you guys long ago, eventually this is just going to be another strain of the flu. 4 or 5 years from now, it'll be like, yeah, I got COVID. I won't be coming into work tomorrow, maybe the next day. Today, I don't feel good. That's all it's going to be. It's going to weaken and weaken and weaken because that's what viruses do. That's what they all did. That's what SARS did. That's what everything did. It just becomes another strain of the flu. But if it wasn't for the fact that Dr. Anthony Fauci has to lie to people because his ass is in a sling. See, this is the problem, folks. There is a very strong chance that Anthony Fauci and his ridiculous funding from his North Carolina laboratory I told you about long ago to the Wuhan lab through a third party helped contribute to this. The Republicans had come out with a shocking report. Shocking. No one will broadcast it. The Democrats are ignoring it. Why are they ignoring it? See, this is the thing. It's not like it's just killing Republicans. So why are the Democrats saying we're not really interested? And if China manufactured this, we're not really so interested. Why aren't you interested? It's killing Democrats, too. It's killing your voters, too. Oh, yeah, but you're replacing them. I forgot. You're replacing them with people flooding into the border. You'll notice they're not flooding into the border from Cuba where they really, really need to actually seek asylum. You'll notice that Biden's administration quickly said, oh, no, we're not going to be accepting people from Cuba. Do not go out onto those waters because you will not be allowed in this country. Meanwhile, at the border, oh, they're flooding in. So what does that send? What message does that send to the Cuban people? The border's over here, wide open. Come on in. Here's a little bus pass. And yeah, check back with us in 6 months. Welcome to America. Cuban people who are being tortured and shot and maimed and jailed, don't come. You know why? Because they won't vote for them. They won't vote for them because they know socialism when they see it, and they're seeing it. And you're seeing it too. So we have inflation running out of control. Tighten your purse strings, folks. Guess what the first things are to go? Entertainment, frivolous spending, that kind of stuff. And then when that happens, prices go up because they're not selling as much. So, you know, the kid who says, I usually buy a video game when it comes out and it's $64 or whatever. I can't do it now. I'm only working at Burger King. I'm going to have to wait and get it used for like 30 when it or 25 when it's used. Well, those game manufacturers are going to say, gee, we're not selling as many new games. We're going to have to raise it to 75 or maybe a little more. That's what's going to happen. Restaurants, they're going to see it. Concerts, plays, sporting events, they're going to see it. Because the first thing the American people do is they cut out the luxuries and they focus on the necessities. They tighten their purse strings and they say, it's going to be winter coming up. We're going to have to heat our house. We're going to have to do some traveling. We're going to need to be able to afford the gas. We got to stock ourselves with groceries because we don't know when the next lockdown is coming. So that's more important than going to the basketball game. That's more important than taking in a movie or going out to dinner or whatever it happens to be. And all of those businesses as a result suffer, and all the workers from their businesses suffer. And that is how you tank the economy. In the meantime, while no one is literally going to be able to maintain a job, you're having hundreds of thousands of people flooding in that need jobs. Where are they going to work? Where are they going to go to school? They don't have laptops and computers. Where are they going to get them? Where are all these immigrants going to get them, huh? I'm sure they'll be giving them free, huh? It ain't free, though, because we'll be paying for it, the taxpayer. You know, the guy who just lost his job because nobody's going to his restaurant anymore. That's what ends up happening, folks. You think that I'm wrong. Let me tell you this. Before the pandemic, I went to see a concert. The tickets were about $50. Decent seats. This same band is having a concert this month, if they allow them to. Guess how much the tickets are? $108. Same seat. Band's no more popular. $108. They've doubled it. Pretty soon they're going to eliminate all the people who are poor or the people who are middle class. And the people who are poor and middle class say, I can't go to any of these things. I can't go out to eat. I can't go to a concert. Can't even go to a McDonald's or a Wendy's. I can't do any of these things. You've priced me out of it. Oh, but the elite. They'll have their big roast beef dinners and they'll have their giant gas-guzzling cars. And they'll be attending all the sporting events in the front row with $3,000 a seat tickets. They'll be there. They'll be there looking at you, saying, well, you're watching it on your television set that's 7 years old, and you have to bang it on the side once in a while to get the line out of it. You're still able to see it while I sit here sipping my $12 beer in my $3,000 seat. I thought equality. We wanted some equality. The Democrats don't want equality. They want to rule you. They want to be your masters. They even want to take your property, and that's for another show. But right now, folks, the inflation, the invasion, and the injections are ruining this country. And it's time that we, as Americans, said, no, enough is enough. We're going to live our life. Road, we could potentially be the end of our life. Risk versus reward, folks. Risk versus reward.
Marcus Gaine.